This looks like a bed in any ordinary bedroom, but when Betty Bailey turns down the covers each night, this bed makes it possible for her to breathe easily.
Back in 1951, I began having asthma very, very bad. I would wheeze, wake up maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and just couldn't breathe very well. But it only lasted a few years before my husband fixed the bed.
Robert Bailey, who teaches electrical engineering at the University of Florida, designed the bed 11 years ago. Since then, Mrs. Bailey has been almost free of medication and symptoms.
Professor Bailey, how does this bed work? What's it supposed to do?
Well, it's supposed to pass out an envelope of clean, pure air over the sleeper here. The air comes in underneath the bed. There's a very large filter up in here. The air goes through that filter, which is a 0.9 micron filter. Pollens fall in the range of 5 to 30 microns. The clean filtered air then comes out these louvers here, and behind the louvers there is a there's a filter of activated charcoal. We have a very clean, probably the cleanest, purest air in Gainesville in this bedroom.
Bailey says he doesn't have an exact figure on building the bed. He says it cost him about $200 for parts and 2 months of his spare time. This is Rosemary Van Camp reporting from Gainesville.
We have a very clean, probably the cleanest, purest air in Gainesville in this bedroom.
Bailey says he doesn't have an exact figure on building the bed. He says it cost him about $200 for parts and 2 months of his spare time. This is Rosemary Van Camp reporting from Gainesville.